Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. This week's topic, to be in high school again. The end of September and the beginning of November signals a long-standing tradition across the United States on high school and college campuses. It's homecoming. The invention of the first homecoming is contested between several universities across the country, but there's a formula that was originally designed and has been maintained for nearly 100 years. It's usually a football game and events leading up to the game. We all remember the rallies, parades, speeches, bonfires, and dances. The events were originally intended to reunite alumni and bring together students to create a stronger sense of school, and in the case of high schools, community pride. It's a time when you can go into any size town and find the alumni spot and hear all the great stories of the past times, the game-winning drive, the great party, the drop ball by Sammy in the end zone 39 years ago who's still called Butterfingers, and so on and so on. There are so many great traditions and memories that are created from homecoming. And when I think about it or hear certain songs, I get emotional, immediate flashbacks to high school and remember my first homecoming experience. I was an almost 5 foot tall soccer playing freshman, and the stands were packed with everyone in town as we watched the future state champion Port Washington Pirates crush our cross county rival, the Cedarburg Bulldogs. I remember it for the energy and the fact that my dad, a Cedarburg alumni, sat in the stands on our side of the field jokingly rooting for the Bulldogs amongst his neighbors and friends, and much to my horror, my classmates. I was speaking with a colleague of mine this week, and he was excitedly sharing with me that at their high school, their theme was decades, and he said he walked down the hall and the entire hallway was covered with album covers from the 80s. He quickly listed off the bands, Journey, Styx, Duran Duran, Billy Idol, etc. I laughed to myself remembering the homecoming dance my senior year when the assistant principal shot onto the stage to stop the DJ from playing Money Money because of the new refrain that was being screamed out by all of my classmates and the lower classes in the dark and sweaty gym, home of the Pirates. As an aside, the song was followed up by an equally colorful Violet Femme song after he turned it off. This fall, homecoming will be celebrated at nearly 26,000 public high schools and 10,000 private high schools in the United States. And in restaurants and taverns in those communities, yesteryear will be played out, and inevitably someone will say, wouldn't it be great to do it all over again? I mean, what a great question. To have that one moment of youth back, wouldn't it be wonderful? However, could we handle being 16 in 2017? I've been in education professionally for well over 20 years, and my answer is always fast and loud. No! Each generation struggles to understand the other. We write books about it. We struggle with understanding those younger than us, and we often lack the empathy to try and understand them and their interests. Okay, so me, in the 80s, our big things were cordless phones, diskettes. Do you remember having to save as you go when you're on the computer? The Cosby Show, the real MTV. And if we wanted to rent a movie, we went to a video store and stared at the wall with her boyfriend or girlfriend for like 20 minutes, mad that all the new releases were gone and arguing about, Iron Eagle or Say Anything. Today, they have almost all of those things in their pocket on their device. So today, we as parents and grandparents are quick to come to conclusions about these kids, create fears in our minds, and articulate what we like or don't like about this generation. They're selfish. They're too independent on technology. They need rewards. They're not tough. They lack a concern for others, and on we go. I remember listening to my parents and grandmothers say things about our generation, how we would put on our Walkman headphones and fanny packs filled with cassettes and disappear into our own world. I was criticized for my music, and I'm certain every generation has played this out. Heck, Beethoven was a radical, so we know this has been going on forever, and we also know it all to be true. But here's what I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have someone create an Instagram page with my name on it and put mocking photos of me or my friends on it. I don't know what it's like to walk down a high school hallway and see the 150 people who liked that picture of me on Instagram that they put devil horns on and me on a unicorn. I don't know what it's like to have kids start a virtual conversation about me and have to sit in class with them. I don't know what it's like to constantly have to post pictures of myself in a happy state while struggling with the natural emotions of puberty. But here's what I know. When generations empathize instead of criticize, it opens a channel of conversation that allows for the generations to share their experiences, impart wisdom, and develop trust, because we all have universal experiences. It's just that each generation has different technologies. I didn't worry about having a lot of likes on my Instagram account. I worried about being liked by people in the lunchroom. I didn't have to create an extravaganza of signs and balloons and events in order to ask a girl to homecoming. I just walked up to Tracy in the hall and said, "Hey, you want to go to homecoming with me?" But like every generation, I did ask my friends to find out if she'd go with me. I did hint about it, and I did ask, only minimizing my own risk. The difference is that no one was there the moment I asked her to capture a photo to put online so my mom, grandma, and everyone I knew, and heck, a lot of people I didn't even know, could share in the moment. Every generation has drugs and alcohol and weird music that the older people don't understand, and we all have social pressures. It's just that every generation invents a new way for that generation to take those risks. We stand back and we blame kids for vaping, yet we're the ones who invented it because we outlawed smoking and there are so many people who still wanted nicotine. We get mad at kids for being all jacked up on caffeine and Starbucks, but we go with them and drink it. And we get mad about kids sticking their faces in their device, but we bought those for them. So this homecoming season, don't sit back and criticize or critique this generation. Instead, seek to understand their differences and their uniquenesses and their contributions. This generation has the most information, knowledge, and access to the world. We shouldn't be judging. Instead, we should seek to understand, and we should dip into their opportunities and find the commonalities that we share. Stop and appreciate them for who they are in their moment, and tell them stories about our experiences that we share with them to help guide them through their struggles. So let's do some smart thinking. If you're a teacher, parent, grandparent, aunt, or uncle, how are you demonstrating your appreciation for the interests of the younger generation? Do you ever stop and say, "Hey, you, come here, explain that to me," instead of judging it and editorializing it because you don't understand it? Do you ever take the time to stop and have discussions about their struggles in their moment and just listen? Do you ever take the risk to simply tell a story? The story of your first kiss, or the time that you asked or were asked to homecoming? And finally, do you stop and recognize that even though these kids, like every generation, wants their space, that they still need you and your wisdom more than you will ever realize? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Hey, as always, please make certain to share this and other Smart Thinking podcasts on your social media platform, like our Smart Thinking Facebook page. And in the description of this podcast, I'll put that Smart Thinking Facebook page so you can click on it. And then finally, I want to thank Charlie, Ella, and Claire for inspiring this podcast and reminding me that even though I've been in education my entire career, and I still think I'm a kid, I'm getting old and I need to be more empathetic to what it's like to be you. Thank you for listening to the Smart Thinking Podcast.
It seems these days blues covered up in a cloud and a blanket of grays. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you in a bottle of wine. Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on, on. Well, there's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my